for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write Post Office Box 516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71902.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 24th, Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And right now I'll throw this in. We need to do more repenting. Evil spirits will leave when we repent. They cannot stand the blood of Jesus flowing down over their nest. And the more we repent, the more the blood of Jesus flows down over that nest until they have to go. And a lot of times you are delivered just by your pure repentance, and you may not even know it. And then all of a sudden you'll wake up one day and you're not doing those sins anymore. And you have been delivered. Praise God. All right, let's go on. Now let's go to the last verse of 13th chapter. And Jesus did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. That's one of our greatest problems, is our unbelief. And that's an evil spirit is behind the spirit of unbelief. One time we were in with Derek Prince in the Evangelistic Temple in Houston, Texas. And I was running the book table for Derek, and Glenn was taping for him. And the meeting was all over in the morning. And I was talking to a lady about, she was at the cancer clinic, and she was from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, or Clinton, Mississippi, near Jackson. And she was telling me goodbye. She had to go back home. And she started to weep. And I said, oh, come on, don't let that grief spirit take you over. Jesus is Lord over you. And when I said that, there was a lady standing out just about so far, 3 or 4 feet, but she heard me say it, and she said, she doesn't have a grief spirit, and she screamed and fell to the floor under the book table, right by the book table. So we began to pray, and at that time, you know, when you're with somebody else who takes the lead in deliverance, you can kind of follow along and learn, and we were really learning. But Derek had gone out the back door and gone to lunch. So what do? You've got a problem on your hands. You either take care of it or run, one or the other. So we began to pray. And another lady and I began to pray for her. And then Glenn came, and then a few others came. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And that spirit would laugh at us. It would say, I'm not coming out. This is my home. I've been here since she was 5 years old. I will not leave, and I don't know what all. Of course, I knew good and well he was going to leave, but I didn't know how long it was going to take. And we commanded him to give his name, and he just laughed. He says, you don't know my name. And about time a demon says that to you about 3 times, you know, you really get busy praying. We start praying in tongues, and all of a sudden I just said, we don't know your name, but the Holy Ghost knows your name, and we command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God to give us your name. And it said, my name is unbelief. I kill the Christians. And I thought, and it had a hideous laugh to it. I thought, that is true. That is true. And it went on to say, I kill more Christians than death kills, because I won't let them believe they're healed. And I have seen so many people healed over the years and lose their healing in a few days. And needless to say, he came out. Usually if you can get their name, then you can get enough authority and power behind your praying to get him out. Later I asked her, I said, what in the world happened to you when you were 5 years old that you would get the spirit in you? And she said, my brother and I were playing in the yard, and a mad dog came in the yard. And my mother came and didn't say anything. She just grabbed us and threw us in the house and shot the dog. And when she did, this fear and this spirit of unbelief came in. Now, it's kind of strange, but fear opens the door to a lot of evil spirits. Fear. And that woman was mightily delivered, just mightily delivered. And she'd been like that. She was probably about 50 years old at the time. And Brother Laurie may even know him. Know her, I don't know. She goes to Evangelistic Temple. Yet every time I go down there, she comes and hugs me and says, I'm still delivered. Praise the Lord. But Jesus could not do many mighty works because of unbelief. And if there's unbelief in here this afternoon, it's hard to break through. It's hard to break through and get delivered. So try to believe with everything that's in you. Now let's go over to the 18th chapter and the 34th and 35th verse. It says, "And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses, then you're going to get the tormentors." And all, I don't care how much we pray for you, if you will not forgive others, we can't get those tormentors out of you. So you must forgive. You must forgive. And there's an awful lot of people who have a lot of trouble forgiving. It's an act of your will. You have to say, "I will forgive. I will to forgive." And then those tormentors will have to go. But not until you have to do something. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I will to forgive. Mm-hmm. I will to forgive. Mm-hmm. I will to forgive. Now let's go over to Mark. And this is the first chapter of Mark and the 26th verse. Now you see, really, everything should be established by two or three scriptures. How many scriptures have we had already? Now this is why we should be doing the works of Jesus, because this is what Jesus has been doing. And I have skipped a lot of things. You can mark with a red pencil the things that Jesus did. And almost all the time he was casting out evil spirits and he was healing the sick, all of them. Now this is the 25th and 26th verse. "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him." Now, some people say we should not have any manifestations of evil spirits. You should just be so spiritual that when you tell them to go, they have to go quietly and they won't make any fuss. Well, they made fusses with Jesus. And I have mulled this over in my mind because we get criticized a lot about manifestations. And I think the Lord allows it so people can see there's really a devil. You know, we've had so much preaching that the devil's muzzled and he doesn't have any teeth. Well, you tell that little girl that was over there in Biladab prison that Lester Summerall went down there to pray for when she was in prison, and that unseen animal was biting her and biting teeth marks and claws. He does have teeth. He's very much alive and well. If you were here a few days, we had a case. We have a brother-in-law that's in a denomination that he can't preach all the truth he'd like to preach. He knows it, but he can't preach it because he'd lose his license, his reputation, and his insurance, and his parsonage, and his salary. But he sends people now and then down here from Illinois to be prayed for deliverance, or calls up. He's got a deacon now that's manifesting with incest with his granddaughter, and that's pretty embarrassing if you don't want to pray deliverance. Pretty hard to get incest out if you don't pray deliverance, you know. So they're wringing their hands and calling us on the phone to pray, but they don't want to do it in their own church. Well, bless them. Eventually, you have to lose your reputation.
Amen.
And but a few weeks ago, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, I can't remember now, we had a pastor from Chicago and his wife who was told to come by my brother-in-law down here, and they brought their niece from Tennessee. And I tell you, she was saved and she had the Holy Ghost. But I mean, she had untold. She must have had legions of evil spirits in her. She screamed one night, almost all night we were in here with her. 3 days they stayed, and God mightily delivered that girl. Mightily delivered that girl. Of course, the pastors, they were very frightened because they'd never seen anything like that, and she was their niece. And we wanted to go home about 3 o'clock, and I tried to get the lady to go back in one of the rooms and sleep in the room with the girl, because you never know when the enemy's going to jerk them up and throw them out on the highway in front of a car or something. So we asked, "Will you?" Oh, she said, "I'm afraid. I can't go in there. I can't go in there." And we need to be taught, and we do not need to be intimidated and fearful about the devil.
Amen.
We need to intimidate him.
Amen.
We need to come against him when he comes at us. We need to come against him with the word of God so strong that he'll flee. He'll flee. Now this is the 26th verse. When the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out. So Jesus had a little problem there. And he had a problem before with the swine. You kill a herd of swine of a farmer's and you'll be in trouble, I imagine, with evil spirits. We don't need to be trying that, but it might happen. The 27th verse, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they obeyed him. Well, that's the kind of authority we need. You need to ask the Lord every day for authority. Give me the authority over these evil spirits that are going to be showing up here today. We have carloads of people. And I'll admit, I don't like this. I can sit up at my desk and I can get a phone call that somebody's coming. They tell me all the bad, bad case about it. And I can say to Patty, oh dear, not another one today. But you know, when we start to pray, that authority rises up. It is that anointing that will destroy the yoke. In our own mind, we don't want to face the devil. In our own flesh, we're still flesh. But when the Spirit of God rises up in you and begins to move, and that anointing comes, the enemy has to go. And then we're glad and happy. We're glad and happy. 34th verse, same chapter. He healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. See, now this time he told him, you shut up. Shut up. And sometimes we say that to evil spirits. You shut up and come out. We've heard enough out of you. You know, they'll argue and argue and argue if you let them. Now, I don't believe in that. But sometimes they do act up and there's nothing much you can do but let them act. And usually there's unbelievers in the audience that will know the person and say, that was not her doing that. She would never do that. She would never say things like that. Now let's go to the third chapter. 10th verse. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. Now I think cancer is a plague. How many believe cancer is a plague? It's a curse. It's a plague. It's a plague of this nation right now. And unclean sexual relations is a plague of this nation. It is a plague. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, and he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. Okay, let's go on. Mark 5, 7th verse. And he cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, this might not be very nice for a lady to be talking about, but I tell you, I am always amazed at the amount and the many homosexuals and lesbians that come here to be delivered. And you have to brace up and let the Spirit of the Lord come forth in you and deliver those people. They need help. Amen. That's a dark world, and they need help. And don't be so prissy and so nice that you can't pray for somebody that needs help. Amen. Well, I've had to learn it. In the last 11 years we've been here, I probably wouldn't even touch them years back, you know. But now you just have to brace yourself and let the power of God just work through you to deliver those people. And it takes a while sometimes to get it all out of them. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Sometimes the enemy, I get really righteous indignation when he says, We are many. There's a lot of us in here. One time we said, What is your name? It said, Which name do you want? There's 100 of us in here. Well, you know, that sort of stops you a little bit. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was nine. This is about the swines again, the swine. And the other time it says two, and this time it says one man. But anyway, this herd of swine, and he had to leave the country. But the man, in the 15th verse, he that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, And they were afraid. You know, it makes people mad to see people delivered and healed. Some people get mad. They get mad when people get healed. They get mad. They get mad. You remember Brother Ashcraft's daughter when she was healed of cancer? Don't you remember her, Kent? Uh-huh. His daughter. And she kept going back to that. They lived in Houston, going back to the cancer place. But she was absolutely healed. And those doctors would say to her, "You're going to get it back. Jesus didn't really heal you. You're going to get it back." And one day she listened to him once too often, and she got it back, and she died right away after that. Young woman, very young woman. Sixth verse of the sixth chapter. He marveled because of their unbelief. It even astounded Jesus. He just marveled at it. And he went around about the villages teaching, and he called unto him the 12, and he began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Now, while I'm on this two by two business, no woman has any business praying for a man for deliverance, unless it's your husband. And no man has any business praying with a woman unless there is another woman present. Just keep yourself from the evil. Keep. Avoid all appearances. Avoid all appearances of evil. All appearances of evil. Now go to the 13th verse. They cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. It just came back to me what I started to tell you a while ago when I lost the thought. I guess the Lord wanted me to bring it up here. We were in a Catholic, there were a lot of Catholics started coming to a prayer group that I attended in the L.A. area in the San Fernando Valley when we lived there. And we got to talking about prayer cloths. And somebody brought up one day they needed a prayer cloth, and I hadn't seen that done for a long time. Of course, over the years, I think I've seen most everything. But anyway, they got to telling about how these prayer cloths would drive out evil spirits. See, when Paul put them on his body and prayed and they took them away, the evil spirits and the diseases left the people. So these Catholic women, they were all gung-ho, you know, just young Catholic charismatics, and they had drunken husbands. So the next week they brought T-shirts, pajamas. They brought pillowcases and various things. And we all laid these things on our bodies, and we prayed in the Spirit. You get a bunch of women praying in the Spirit, I mean, there's power there. And so they were just excited, and they took these home and put them on the beds. Ben came home drunk that night, got in bed, and immediately jumped out and ran to the bathroom and began to vomit. And the next week they come and said, our husband said, if that stuff's going to make us sick like that, we're not going to drink anymore. And they hadn't had a drink all week. Now, don't tell me prayer cloths don't work. They work, but you have to have the Spirit of the Lord in you. It is the anointing and the Spirit of God that's going to destroy the yoke. And every day, you need to get prayed up. You need to pray in the Spirit. That generates power. Praying in the Spirit generates power. Reading the Word generates power and authority. And we laughed about that, but you see, that was a good lesson for us. It was a good lesson. So don't belittle prayer cloths, even though maybe some ministers have usurped and done bad things about prayer cloths and collected money about them and everything. But don't belittle them because it's in the Bible. Don't belittle anything that's in the Bible. There's a lot of things done in the name of the Lord that's really not in the Bible. Now, let's go to the 9th chapter of Mark. 17th verse. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Now see, Jesus had given them power before this, hadn't he? We've already read that. He gave them power over evil spirits. But they, how many know you can have a few failures in the deliverance ministry? Or in any of your ministry, you can have failures, you know. And so Jesus answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed around, foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So sometimes people come up and say, do I have any spirits? Do I have any evil spirits? Well, I'm not a fortune teller. But sometimes the Holy Spirit shows you things, you know. But if I don't see anything, I just say, well, work on your unbelief. Almost all of us can work on our unbelief. Because if all things are not possible to us, then that means we've got unbelief. I'm used to working with engineers, and they have troubleshooting charts and all kinds of things. And if things not working right, they have all these troubleshooting charts, and they try all these different things till they get it to work. So if we try and we're praying for the sick and nothing is happening, or we're trying to cast out evil spirits and nothing is happening, then we better work on our unbelief, hadn't we? Put that on your troubleshooting chart. Work on unbelief. And Jesus then, he told them, let's go to 25th verse. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, hey, Jesus, how come we couldn't do that? And he said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. It takes some prayer, lots of prayer, and lots of fasting for certain evil spirits. Should fast for several days for certain things to, in order to help and to give you more power and authority. Last chapter, Mark. 14th verse. Afterward, Jesus appeared unto the 11. This is after he's crucified. As they sat at meat and upbraided them. He really tore into them. He let them know what the truth really was about their unbelief and their hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. You know why they didn't want to believe? Because these men probably hated women, and he appeared to the women first. So they just said, oh, that's a woman. Don't pay attention to her. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall recover. Now, I'm not going to go into this, but the first chapter of Luke, it tells how Zacharias became dumb, deaf and dumb, because of his unbelief. Is that what the Bible says? That's what the Bible says. So we got to check on that unbelief. Now, let's go to Luke, 4th chapter. 18th verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. This is the works of Jesus, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind. I don't mean necessarily blind eyes, but that is in it, but also blind Christians, spiritually blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. There's so many people hurt and bruised and forsaken, and think God doesn't love them anymore. And you have to be able to minister to those kind too, because the Lord wants us to minister to anybody that comes and says, help me, doesn't he? And we have to be equipped. And that's what the Lord is doing in these last days. He is equipping. Now, Glenn and I are the very last people. In the first place, I grew up in a preacher's home, and I said, I'll never marry a preacher. And I meant it. I'd had enough. You live in a preacher's home for 20 years and watch everything that comes through the parsonage that needs help, you think, I don't want no part of that. I've had enough of that. And I went away to Assembly of God Bible School, and I met Glenn there. But I took the business college. I'm glad I did, because I learned how to type and I learned about business. But the Lord, I don't know, I don't even understand why he called us. We sure didn't ask for this. I was happy being a secretary, very happy, and living in Southern California, very happy. And how he brought us to this place, and how he got this place in order with his wisdom. I sit back and I just think, isn't this too much? Isn't this just too much that he would call Glenn and I to... And especially, I was real prissy and I didn't really like dirty people and, you know what I mean? One day I was walking down the aisle, you would really laugh at this, and I was... The whole place was full and we were casting out spirits, and I came by this boy, he was right on the end, and I said, "You evil spirits, come out of him in the name of Jesus." And he vomited up right in my shoe. I didn't have a cloth or anything to catch it or clean it. But see, the Lord knows just how to work on you. You know, what you want to do, he gives you the opposite to do. And if you heard that sermon yesterday at noon, you people that were here, he says you have to bear your cross and you have to bear it until God gets through with you bearing it. You know, before he gives you something different. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that the Lord sent us here, because we have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people delivered. And in Acts 10:38, it says very clearly how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And it says over in Joel 2, last verse of the second chapter of Joel, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Are you a whoever?
Yes.
Say, I'm a whoever.
I want to be delivered.
How many here really want to be delivered?
Yes.
How many want to be delivered of the sins of your fathers, things you've inherited, all these things that we call running in the family, all these things, and all of these unclean spirits, and all of these foul spirits that intimidate us? We don't have to be intimidated by Satan. We can be delivered and come forth in power. And he's giving out that power. He'll give it out to you today if you really want to be delivered. Let's pray, and I want you to pray after me. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
We are a needy people.
We're crying out for help. We want to be delivered of our bondages. We want to be delivered of our unbelief and our uncleanness and our intimidations. We want to walk with you. We want to come into this perfection you talk about, so you can trust us with a heavier anointing. We want to be delivered of all of our pride. We confess our sins to you this afternoon. We ask you for the precious blood to flow down over us and wash us and clean us and scrub us. We thank you, Lord, that you give us power and authority over unclean spirits and unbelief spirits and all other spirits and all sicknesses. And Lord, we call on you today. Deliver us from all evil. We thank you now. In Jesus' name. Now the Holy Spirit comes as wind. Didn't it come as wind? The evil spirit mocks everything God does. He comes as breath or wind. So in order to get out evil spirits, when we give the command, breathe out. Do we have our helpers back there? You breathe out evil spirits. You breathe in the Holy Ghost. You know, Jesus makes everything so simple, and we make everything so difficult. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about how the Lord really, at the very first, brought us in to deliverance, and how I was frightened of it. I tell you, I was. I thought it was spooky. I still think it's spooky to think that you've got something down in you that can talk out of you and you have no control of it. That's pretty spooky, isn't it? I don't like that. I want to get everything out of me that's not of God. But all you have to do when we give the command, you've already prayed and asked God. Does it say ask and you shall receive? Well, do you believe God? Do you believe his word? All right, then Glenn's going to come, and we're going to start commanding evil spirits to come out. Intimidation. I want to come against the intimidation first. Fear. Fear, being intimidated, Derek Prince used to always say, you may be dignified, but tomorrow you can have your dignity back, but let them go. Start commanding, we'll start commanding, and you start breathing out, and they come out coughing, screaming, kicking, fighting, whatever they want to do, let them do it. Don't hold back a bit. Just let them come out. You'll feel all the better by tomorrow, and by tomorrow we'll forget all about this, and we'll come into something else, new. You want me delivered again tomorrow? Or something else? There's all kinds of things. It takes years on end, it seems like, to get all these things out. Otherwise, we'd see tremendous, a lot more miracles than we see. You know, sometimes I see ministers, they pat people on the head and say, you're all delivered now, honey. Praise the Lord. Just go in faith and praise the Lord. That's stupid. That's not true. That's a lie. And I don't mean to be funny, but that is not right. To tell people when they need help, to just pat them and take it by faith. Faith. You don't kill a snake by just saying, now, honey, why don't you go on out that door back there? Yeah, or fall dead, or praise God. No, you cast them out. That means to vomit. Some man, he's living on the grounds, he's dead now, but he came up to me one night just before a deliverance service, and you just love to have somebody come up and just, you know, just before you're going to speak. He comes up and he says, where does God say you have to vomit up demons in the church? I said, I'll look that up and tell you tomorrow. And I went home and I started to pray. And I go in my living room when I want to really, really seek the Lord about something, because there's something about our living room that's got the power of God in there and angels in there. And we used to have church up there before we had come down here. So the angel of the church is up there too, But I was just sitting there and I was saying, Lord, why do people vomit when they're getting delivered? I said, I got to give this man an answer. And he said to me, cast out, cast out, cast out. It about three times came in my mind, and my dictionary was laying on the floor by the chair, and I picked it up and I looked up the word cast out. It means to vomit. First item, vomit, to give a quick jerk, breathe out, fling out. Oh, I don't know what else. So next night I marched in here and I came up here, and when I was leading the singing or doing something, I said, I had a man ask me why demons come out vomiting, or why you have to vomit. And I said, Jesus said to cast them out, and the word cast out in the dictionary says that's what you do. And he said, amen. Praise God. That gave him his answer. All right. Let's everybody just look to Jesus now. Jesus is your deliverer. We're only the vessels, and we're going to come against the spirit of intimidation and fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against intimidation, not wanting to really pray for others, being afraid to pray for others, being afraid of the devil, being intimidated about anything in God's work. I command in the name of Jesus intimidation to start coming out now in Jesus' name. Obey and come out in the name of Jesus. That's right. Just cough them out. Let them go.
Jesus' name.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, intimidation, I want you to come out now in Jesus' name. And unclean spirits, you begin to come out too. All unclean spirits, homosexuality, lesbianism, unclean sex, vileness, filthiness, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That's right. Bring them up in Jesus' name. Bring them out in Jesus' name. Cough them up. Cough them up in Jesus' name. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The power of the Lord is here to deliver you, to set you free. It is so simple that we make it a big thing. Just cough them out. That's right, sister. Just let them go. All gluttony. All gluttony, overeating, come out in Jesus' name. All overeating, unclean foods, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jim, can you bring some towels right up here in the name of Jesus? Come out, unclean spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command you to come out of these people now. Now, obey us and come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, unclean spirits and unbelief, I command you to come out. All you spirits that hold these people back from actually believing they're healed, I command you to come out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Bring them up. Bring them up. Hate them. Hate the devil.
Hate his works. He comes to destroy you. He comes to destroy faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. You are.
Praise you, Jesus.
I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, the authority that's given to me in Jesus' name, and I take dominion and authority over every evil spirit here this afternoon, and I bind you to the day of judgment in Jesus' name, and I ask for the angels of the Lord to come and take them and keep them until they're judged by Jesus. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord to come and minister here with us this afternoon and take these evil spirits and bind them to the day of judgment, that they'll not be able to come back and hinder these people anymore. In Jesus' name, it is written, sanctum, that Jesus gives me authority to command you to come out and set these people free. And I take that place of authority this afternoon. And I bind your powers in these people and in myself. And I bind your powers and I command you to come out of us. Come out of us, every one of us, in Jesus' name. Unbelief, you spirit of unbelief that keeps us from believing. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Every spirit of unbelief, I bind you. I command you to come out in the name of the Lord. Unbelief, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I come in the name of Jesus against the spirit of unforgiveness. And ask that if any here who have unforgiveness against anyone in any way, even though that person is dead, Father, in Jesus' name, I speak that they will ask for to be unforgiveness against that person, Lord, to forgive them of it. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every spirit of fear, I bind it in the name of the Lord. I rebuke spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Spirit of hate, hating your brother, or hate against someone that's done something against you. Spirit of hate, I rebuke that in the name of the Lord. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Spirit of hate, come out in Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse so we don't have to bear the curses. The curse of not giving God the glory, I break that curse from over us in Jesus' name. The spirit of unforgiveness and not giving God the glory, I rebuke that in the name of the Lord. Break that dominion over us in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus washes and cleanses us for the sins of our ancestors. The not giving God the glory, not giving God that portion which is His, and serving other gods, having other gods before us, which is an abomination to God. I break that curse from off of us in Jesus' name, and I loose us from the power of it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Spirit of rage and murder. Spirit of rage. I command against the spirit of rage and anger. Spirit of rage and anger. Spirit of murder that comes on when I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. Spirit of rage and anger and murder, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break that over us in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Insecurity, spirit of insecurity and retaliation against people for things. Spirit of retaliation, I come against that in the name of the Lord. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in the name of the Lord. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Loosen, set them free in Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.